Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ray, what percentage would you put on Mike Tomlin being back as Steelers head coach next year?
Well, Tony, I definitely think the final five games matter, and they matter a lot. You know, I think if somehow they turn it around and make the playoffs, then, you know, this storyline suddenly, it's on the back burner. But if things continue down the same road and, you know, let's say they continue to play bad football and they're 8-9 or 7-10, then yeah. I think that's what you're asking. If you're asking that, if that's the scenario, I would say, and I really feel strongly about this, you know, after watching this team for the last couple of weeks and just being around the team, I think it would be like 30 or 35%. I think it would have a decent chance of happening if that scenario unfolded.
Pete just asked a very interesting question. That's a complete hypothetical, but I want to indulge you with it because I find it very interesting. He said, ask Ray, better chance next year that Aaron Rodgers is back as quarterback or Marcus Freeman is the Steelers head coach?
Well, again, final five games matter, but I would have to go with Aaron Rodgers, even though that performance on Sunday afternoon was not his best.
Oh, so you think you are saying there's at least some, there is a scenario in which Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback next year, huh?
No, I mean, you presented that Aaron Rodgers or Freeman.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Let's do current Steelers here for a second. Adam Thielen practiced today, talked to you guys. Does he play on Sunday?
I think that's probably going to be determined by Friday. You know, he spoke today for the first time, and he's got to learn the playbook. But assuming he does, and you remember this last year, you know, Mike Williams played in that Commanders game and, you know, he scored a touchdown. Now, he only played like 10 or 12 snaps in that game, but he ended up making a big play. So I definitely think there is a scenario where he does play. And, you know, it wouldn't take all that much juggling. You know, you could put Calvin Austin back at punt returner. You could probably make Keyshawn Williams inactive, and that's the way you create that roster space. So I don't think it would be a big deal for the coaching staff.
Yep.
But, I think Thielen definitely has to prove to them that he knows what he's doing. And, he's a pro. He's been around. I think there's probably a good chance of that happening.
But as far as the wide receivers who we see every Sunday, Ray, Whose playing time is most at risk of Adam Thielen right now?
Now, I would probably say Roman Wilson. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would scale back. Well, you know what? They could scale back Skowronek a little bit. But they like him in running situations. So I would probably say a combination of Ben Skowronek and Roman Wilson. That's probably what, the way I would lean.
Will Pat Freiermuth play more than Jonnu Smith on Sunday?
I mean, when's the last time that happened? I mean, I don't know that's happened in quite a few weeks here. So I don't think that's going to happen, Tony. For whatever reason, Arthur doesn't believe Pat can help this football team. And I thought was interesting today? And Arthur was trying to explain away like the tight end rotation. He said the emergence of Darnell and Kenny plays into that.
Yep.
So to me, we know Darnell is now the number one tight end. That's obvious. But it was interesting for him to put Kenny in there. Because if you look back at March, Kenny Gainwell signed for $4 million over 2 years. It was not a high-profile signing.
Yep.
They liked him, but I think he's been such a pleasant surprise for them, and he's become a favorite of Arthur that, they're trying to find ways to get the football to him, and I think ultimately that cuts into the touches and even the snaps of a guy like Pat Freiermuth.
Ray, Asante Samuel Jr.'s dad came out and ripped DK Metcalf to shreds. Tony Romo on the game broadcast made a comment about how Metcalf isn't doing a good job of getting open off the line of scrimmage, and then what do you know, Aaron Rodgers said about wide receivers, they're not doing a good job of getting open off the line of scrimmage. Are there valid criticisms of DK Metcalf? He's making so much money, Ray. When you're getting paid like that, I really don't care that you're double-teamed. You got to find a way to make plays. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's exactly it. DK Metcalf was never a receiver of this stature until he was signed to that contract. I think looking back, Pony, you could probably say they overpaid for DK Metcalf. For what he is, I think they overpaid for him. Now, if you're Omar Khan, if you want to look at this and you want to scrutinize this a little bit, I think he was in a position after all the failed attempts to get a number one receiver in the previous years. I think he felt like he was maybe a little bit under the gun. And if he had to, pay a little bit more, he was going to do that. That's what happened. It hasn't worked out in his favor so far. It's not looking like a great contract, but maybe things will change here. But there's really been no sign that that's going to happen anytime soon.
What's going on with Jalen Ramsey?
Well, he's down as a vet day for the second day in a row. If he had an injury, Tony, they would have to list that injury.
Two vet days. You don't see that ever. You don't see that very often. Back-to-back vet days.
No, you don't. But I mean, it's that time of year. I mean, you saw the injury report today. It's a long one. There was some good news. TJ returned to practice today. James Pierre was full today. Coming back from that concussion, so that's also a good sign. You could potentially see, assuming Joey Porter plays and starts, you might see a rotation there with Asante Samuel and James Pierre.
Ray, who or what is to blame for Darius Slay going from, this guy can shut down the Bengals wide receivers to, we're going to cut you before the season is even over?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I mean, just a bad evaluation, and it's the old story. You never know when a guy is going to fall off the cliff. The only thing about that situation, though, there was a little bit of evidence last year in Philadelphia that Cooper DeJean took the job midway through the year. You know, Darius Slay takes a backseat to him. And I think that whole thing kind of got underplayed a little bit because, you know, Slay still played a little bit. They still incorporated him into the defense, but just the fact that they won a Super Bowl and the team had success, I think that kind of wasn't really scrutinized here by us in the Pittsburgh media when they signed him. And you know, Pony, for the number that they signed him,
yep,
$10 million. That's a really bad deal. So another signing that's not looking very good right now.
Ray, I'm only asking this question because our YouTube comments and text line and stuff are demanding it from me. Do you think we see Will Howard play this year? What would it take for Will Howard to get on the field for the Steelers?
Two injuries to Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph in the same game. I don't foresee any situation where he would pass up Mason Rudolph on the depth chart, unless they fell out of it. Like, well, let's say they lost the next three games. Maybe in that scenario, if they're out of the playoffs, they would elevate him to the backup role. But I don't think he plays unless there's an injury.
Two injuries, to be clear.
Two injuries. Correct. Yeah.
All right, Ray. Moment of truth. Everyone in the entire world is saying the Steelers are on hard times. Mike Tomlin should go work somewhere else. Does he stir the echoes, rally the troops, and get the Steelers a win in Baltimore on Sunday?
Well, with this team, the most inconsistent team in the NFL, you never do know. They could put together a very good performance, but I'm certainly not going to pick them coming off that performance against the Bills. It's on the road, Pony. Despite what the Ravens did against the Bengals, they have been on a little bit of an upswing. So I'm going to go Ravens 31, Steelers 20.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk again next week.
All right. See you, Pony.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.